Esther Journal of Environmental Science, Toxicology and Food Technology, Esther Gestft, ESN. 2319-2402, PSN. 2319-2399. Volume 11, Issue 6, Ver. 2, June. 2017, pages 31-36. Effect of different fermentation methods on physicochemical composition and sensory quality of coffee. Coffee Arabica. Kimua Agnes Wamai 1, Kit Carrera Richard 1, Mung Jendi Beatrice 1. Cathioroma Cecilia 2. 1. Institute of Food Bioresources and Technology, Dedan Kimathi University of Technology Nyeri, Kenya. 2. Catch Research Foundation, Rera, Kenya. Abstract. Fermentation of coffee beans is primarily done to remove mucilage and can be done using two methods, dry and wet fermentation methods. This research aimed at determining the effect of different fermentation methods on physicochemical composition and the sensory quality of coffee. Coffee cherries were pulped and subjected to natural fermentation methods in different fermentation containers, plastic bucket, sack and cement tank. After fermentation, the parchment were washed and dried. The green coffee beans were evaluated for physicochemical composition and sensory attributes. The results showed that different fermentation methods did not have significant variations in most of the physicochemical parameters analyzed. However, significant variations were observed in the levels of pH with the wet fermented coffee samples showing lower levels as compared to dry fermented samples. Sensory evaluation results showed that wet fermented coffee samples had better color of green beans, least silver skin discoloration and overall quality compared to dry fermented coffee samples. There were no significant differences in the body, acidity, color, flavor and overall class among the coffee samples fermented using different containers. Hence different containers used during fermentation do not affect coffee quality and processors can adopt materials that are cheaper to reduce expenses during coffee processing. Keywords: Arabica coffee, fermentation methods, physicochemical composition, cup quality. Introduction. In Kenya, coffee is largely processed by wet method. The stages included during wet processing of coffee include harvesting, sorting, removal of pulp, fermentation followed by washing, grading, drying and finally storage. 1. Coffee is fermented to ease the removal of a layer of mucilage surrounding the bean, after which it is washed and dried. During fermentation the mucilage is degraded by natural enzymes in coffee fruits and the growth of microorganisms too. Chemical changes that occur during fermentation are pectin degradation by pectinase enzymes and breakdown of sugars in the mucilage. 3. Fermentation is concluded when the mucilage is easily detached by washing. Apart from mucilage removal, fermentation also has impact on chemical composition of coffee bean and resulting cup quality. Microbial fermentation yields different flavor materials by breaking down the carbohydrates in the coffee mucilage and thus the superior aroma characteristics of wet processed coffees. 4. Wet fermentation involves water being added to submerge the coffee parchment in fermentation tank. For dry fermentation, the coffee parchment fermented in a tank without addition of the water. 5. In Kenya, coffee parchment fermentation is commonly done under dry or wet fermentation methods. Wet fermentation method is commonly used when conditions are too hot and fermentation conditions need to be controlled. Similarly, coffee processors may utilize different equipment during the fermentation of coffee parchment. 6. This variations in the method and equipment used may cause variations in several parameters which could influence the final coffee quality. However, there is limited information on the effect of different fermentation methods and materials used on the chemical composition and the final cup quality. This research aimed at determining the effects of different fermentation methods and materials used on physicochemical composition and cup quality of coffee. 2. Methods and methods. 2.1 Sample collection and treatment. Coffee cherries of Rira 11 cultivar was obtained from Dedan Kimathi University of Technology Coffee Farm, located in Nyeri County, Kenya. The ripe cherries were harvested from coffee plants grown in the same block by selective hand-picking method to obtain uniform ripe cherries. The cherries were pulped and then subjected to four different treatments, which included dry fermentation of coffee parchment in a sack, dry fermentation in a plastic bucket, dry fermentation in a cement tank, and wet fermentation in a plastic bucket. For dry fermentation in a plastic bucket, perforations at the bottom of the container allowed the excess water to drain. DOI 0.979020211060231136. www.isjamals.org. 31 J page. Effect of different fermentation methods on physicochemical composition and sensory quality of. While the wet fermentation, that parchment was submerged in water in a plastic bucket. A control sample was also prepared by fermentation of coffee parchment in a cement tank by the dry method. The end of fermentation was assessed by rubbing a few bins of the fermenting coffee in the hand to check whether they felt gritty and can easily be washed. After fermentation, that coffee parchment was thoroughly washed to remove the degraded mucilage and then dry to reduce moisture content to a level of 9.5 to 10%. 2.2 Physicochemical composition. February 2, 2001 Preparation of green bins for chemical analysis. The parchment will halt and ground to obtain fine powder of particle size 0.6 mm for analysis of physicochemical components including crude protein, titratable acidity, pH, sucrose, caffeine, chlorogenic acids and trigonaline. February 2, 2002 Determination of crude protein. Crude protein was determined using the jet Hall method as described in 7. The protein percent was calculated by multiplying nitrogen value obtained by protein factor, 6.25. February 2, 2003 Determination titratable acidity. Total acidity in the coffee samples was determined by adding 10 g of the coffee sample in a conical flask with 75 ml 80% alcohol. Agitation was done using a shaker for 16 hours, followed by filtration. 10 ml of the filtrate was diluted to 100 ml, followed by titration with 0.1 N sodium hydroxide using phenolphthalein as an indicator. 8. February 2, 2004 Determination of pH. The pH of coffee samples was determined using the method as described by 9. 3 grams of ground coffee were added to 50 ml hot water. The extract was cooled to room temperature and pH measured using a pH meter. February 2, 2005 Determination of sucrose content. Sucrose was determined using high-performance liquid chromatography, HPLC, analysis as described by 10. In sample preparation, 0.5 g of the sample was added to a flask containing 50 ml 96% ethanol. The mixture was refluxed for 1 hour, then ultrasonicated for 6 minutes. This was followed by cooling and filtration using a Wattman filter paper No. 42. The filtrate obtained was evaporated to dryness using rotor vapors. It was then reconstituted with lit ml mobile phase containing acetonitrile, water A80, 20 and filtered using microfilter, 0.45 pm. A sample of 20 pm was injected into HPLC fitted with a refractive index. February 2, 2006 Determination of caffeine content. Extraction and purification of caffeine was done as described by 11. 5, 5 grams of the ground coffee powder was weighed in a 250 ml Erlenmeyer flask before adding 3.5 grams of magnesium oxide and 200 ml of double distilled water. The mixture was refluxed for 25 minutes and then left to cool. It was then filtered under vacuum on solute and the filtrate recovered in a 250 ml flask, topping up the volume with distilled water. 20, 20 ml of this preparation was then pipetted into 100 ml flask, adjusting to volume with mobile phase consisting of 35% V/V methanol, 65% V/V distilled water and 0.1% V/V glacial acetic acid. The extracts were then filtered using 0.45 pm microfilters. A sample volume of 20 pi was injected into HPLC with pulse diode array, PDA, detector set at 278 nm. Peak areas were used for calculating the concentration of caffeine. February 2, 2006 Determination of chlorogenic acid content. The coffee samples were prepared for HPLC analysis according to the method described by 12. 2 grams of each ground coffee sample were weighed accurately in 250 ml beakers and 100 ml distilled water was added to each sample. The mixture was boiled for 5 minutes while stirring, and then cooled. Subsequently, the solution was filtered using 0.45 pm filter paper. The clear filtrate with some dilution was used for the HPLC analysis with detector, pulse diode array set at 324 nm. A 100 pi amount of the filtrate was diluted with 900 pi of deionized water and pipetted into clean 1000 pi volumetric flasks. Peak areas were used for calculating the concentration of chlorogenic acids. February 2, 2007 determination of trigonoline content. Trigonoline content was determined using HPLC analysis according to method described by 13. Samples preparation was done by weighing 0.5 g of ground coffee sample and adding it 30 ml of an acetonitrile water solution, 5.95 V/V, at 80 degrees Celsius for 10 min. Extracts were filtered and diluted in the mobile phase before injection. Peak area were used for calculating the concentration of trigonoline. 2.3 sensory evaluation. The quality of the coffee samples was analyzed using the method of 14. 300 grams of green bean were used for raw bean analysis and 100 g during roasting for each sample. A sensory evaluation. DOI 0.979024021106023136. www.isjamals.org. 32J page. Effect of different fermentation methods on physicochemical composition and sensory quality of. Report form was used to record quality attributes for each coffee on raw and liquor quality. During raw bean quality analysis, color and quality attributes were assessed. Liquor was assessed using acidity, body and flavor attributes. Color of raw bean evaluated as grayish blue, grayish green with blue tinge, grayish green with brown tinge, brownish gray green, greenish and brownish. Quality and flavor evaluated as fine, good to fine, good, fair to good, FAQ fully, FAQ, poor to fair, poor and very poor. Acidity and body evaluated as pointed slash full, medium, light and lacking. The overall quality of the coffee was then evaluated as fine, good, fair to good, FAQ fully, FAQ, poor to fair, poor and very poor. The overall quality given in first the class of the coffee sample. 3. Data analysis and presentation. Data was analyzed using statistical packages for Social Scientist, SPSS, software version 20. Measures of variability of means among the samples was done using ANOVA. The means were subjected to Duncan multiple range test. The significance level was established at less than 0.05. Sensory data was subjected to analysis of variance and multivariate analysis. Meanspiration was done using student Newman-Culs, SNK50/0, test by Karstadt. Discriminant function analysis was done using ExcelStat 2017. 4. Results and discussion. 4.1 Physicochemical composition of coffee processed using different fermentation methods. The levels of crude protein, pH, and titratable acidity and biochemical compounds in the coffee samples are presented in Table 1. In this study, the protein content of the green beans ranged between 10.62 plus or minus 0.20 and 10.82 plus or minus 0.15 for all the treatments. The results were within the range reported in literature. Green coffee beans contain about 9 to 16% of protein in dry weight basis 15. The results showed no significant differences between the treatments used in regard to the protein content, p less than 0.05. Therefore, the wet fermentation method, which allows the mucilage to degrade slowly, did not cause any changes in the protein content of the beans and did not vary with the level in the dry fermented samples. However, 16 reported that free amino acids could be released in that bin following the degradation of proteins during the fermentation process in coffee. Table 1. Physicochemical composition of coffee processed using different fermentation methods, percent. Parameter treatment. Dry fermentation in cement tank, dry fermentation in a sack, dry fermentation in a plastic bucket, wet fermentation in a plastic bucket. crude protein 10.67 plus or minus 0.81 a 10.82 plus or minus 0.15 a 10.79 plus or minus 0.54 a 10.62 plus or minus 0.20. Tetratable acidity 1.79 plus or minus 0.2 or 1.66 plus or minus 0.17 or 1.96 plus or minus 0.58 or 1.62 plus or minus 0.12. pH 6.06 plus or minus 0.01 or 6.06 plus or minus 0.01 or 6.05 plus or minus 0.06 or 6.00 plus or minus 0.20b. Sucrose 7.76 plus or minus 1.15 a 7.92 plus or minus 1.27 a 7.76 plus or minus 1.11 a 8.03 plus or minus 1.51. Caffeine 1.12 plus or minus 0.44 a 1.13 plus or minus 0.13 a 1.19 plus or minus 0.41 a 1.17 plus or minus 0.56. Chlorogenic acids 5.48 plus or minus 1.03 a 6.34 plus or minus 1.20 a 5.94 plus or minus 1.24 a 6.09 plus or minus 0.74. Trigonolamine 0.82 plus or minus 0.14 0.87 plus or minus 0.6 or 0.91 plus or minus 0.43 or 1.01 plus or minus 0.24. Values are means, plus or minus SD, of triplicate determinations. Means with the same letter are not significantly different at P less than 0.05. It could be expected that the wet fermentation method causes more degradation of coffee than the dry fermentation due to the soaking by water and the long period of fermentation involved, but this was not noted in the study. Losses of components such as protein in green beans could be minimal since protein and peptides are reported to complex with polyphenols and hence remain intact in the cell structure. 16. A study by 17 noted that the total concentration of free amino acids and protein content does not change significantly with the chemical reaction occurring during the harvest season and the post-harvest processing steps, such as fermentation, drying and storage. Protein, peptides, and free amino acids are vital for coffee flavor since they are needed for the Maillard reaction. 18. They serve as flavor precursors as they play major roles during roasting of coffee to produce aroma compounds such as furans, pyrrols, pyrazinas. 15. The mean tetratable acidity of the green coffee beans that were fermented in a cement tank and in a sack was 1.79 plus or minus 0.2 and 1.66 plus or minus 0.17 respectively. Tetratable acidity of green beans for dry and wet fermented samples in a plastic bucket was 1.96 plus or minus 0.58 and 1.62 plus or minus 0.12, respectively, Table 1. Similar results were obtained by 19 who reported tetratable acidity of 1.32 to 1.60 ml. Nec 120 noted that dry processed coffee has higher tetratable acidity as compared to wet processed coffee due to high levels of fermentation. However, there were no significant differences between the fermentation methods used in terms of tetratable acidity. Regarding the pH level, the wet fermentation method showed a significantly lower pH level. This could be attributed to the longer fermentation time taken during wet fermentation and the view that formation of aliphatic acids is increased by underwater fermentation. 21. Wet fermentation method takes longer because the water lowers the temperature and reduces the microbial growth, hence degradation of mucilage from the beans proceeds at a slower phase. Hence acids generated by the microorganisms during fermentation accumulates in the beans. A report by DOI. 0.979702401060232136. www.isjamals.org. 33J page. Effect of different fermentation methods on physicochemical composition and sensory quality of. 22 indicate that microbial metabolites such as acetic acids produced during post-harvest processing accumulate in the coffee beans. The presence of these acids could lower pH levels. Sucrose is an important biochemical component in coffee beans since their high levels in coffee beans correlate with better cup quality. Sucrose levels in the coffee samples as analyzed in this study were found within the range of 7.76% and 8.03% for all the treatments, Table 1. These findings concur with 10 who reported that sucrose level of Arabica coffee ranges between 5-8.5%. There were no significant differences between the treatments used in relation to the sucrose level. Although sucrose is soluble in water, these results indicate no loss of sucrose to the fermenting water as in the case of wet fermentation where coffee parchment is immersed in water and possible leaching of sucrose could occur. Studies on the effect of coffee processing on content of sugars showed that only reducing sugars such as glucose and fructose may be lost to the processing water. 23. Therefore sucrose as a disaccharide is not significantly affected by coffee fermentation and remains intact as a storage compound. 24. The level of caffeine in all the coffee samples for all the treatments used ranged from 1.12% to 1.19%, Table 1. The level of caffeine in the samples were therefore within the range reported in literature. Arabica coffee contains about 1.2% of caffeine with a range of 0.6 to 1.9%. 20. From the study, there were no significant differences in the levels of caffeine in the coffee samples processed by the different fermentation methods. The levels of caffeine mainly vary between coffee species and genotypes. 25. There was no indication of loss of caffeine to the water used during fermentation as in the case of wet fermentation. This could be because caffeine is less soluble or it's strongly bound to the alkaloid and other compounds in the coffee bean. 26. Caffeine plays an important role in coffee quality as it contributes to the perceived strength and to a small extent the bitterness of the brew. 27. Chlorogenic acids are among some of the aroma precursors in green coffee that are considered to contribute to acidity and formation of aroma compounds during roasting. 28. From the results, the chlorogenic acid content values of the samples varied from 5.48% to 6.34%, Table 1. The values of chlorogenic acid content obtained were in agreement with what is reported in the literature. The levels of chlorogenic acids range from 4% to 8.4%. 27. Similarly, in the study, there were no significant differences, p less than 0.05, between the different treatments used in relation to the level of chlorogenic acids content. Hence different fermentation methods does not affect the level of chlorogenic acids in green coffee beans. The wet fermentation method did not show any loss of this compound to the processing water. February 4, 2001 Sensory quality of coffee process by different fermentation methods. Sensory quality evaluation was done to assess the influence of various fermentation methods on the quality of coffee. The method of Devonshire, 14 is commonly used for the assessment of the raw bean color, roast quality and liquor quality of coffee which aid in categorizing coffee into various classes. The attributes are given scores that range from 1 to 7 with the lowest score indicating the best level of the attribute. From the results, the color of the green coffee beans that were fermented in a cement tank and in a sack showed a mean score of 4.00 plus or minus 0.87 and 4.33 plus or minus 0.50, respectively. The color of green beans that were obtained by dry and wet fermentation in a plastic bucket showed a mean score of 4.33 plus or minus 0.50 and 2.67 plus or minus 0.0 respectively, Table 2. There were significant differences, p less than 0.05, between the treatments in terms of color. The wet fermented samples in a plastic bucket showed a significantly lower score than the other treatments in terms of color. This was described as a good grayish-green color compared to the grayish-green with brown tinge color shown by the other coffee samples obtained by the dry fermentation method. The dry fermented samples also showed more silver skin discoloration as compared to wet fermented coffee, Table 3. Considering overall quality, the wet fermented coffee samples was categorized as class 4+, fully FAQ, followed by dry fermented coffee in a cement tank. Class 4, about FAQ. The samples that were dry fermented in a sack and a plastic buckets both scored class 5, poor to fair quality. From the study, it was noted that there were significant differences, p less than 0.05, among the treatments in terms of color and overall quality, Table 2. Wet fermentation method have shown better overall quality and produces better color and with less silver skin discoloration. This improved overall quality may be attributed to the controlled longer fermentation time, which allows increased complexity of acids and the possible leaching of some soluble substances, bitter compounds, from the beans to the water. 29. Moreover, it allows controlled fermentation to occur for longer, which results in coffee with desirable attributes in terms of raw bean color and overall quality too. The acidity and body was described as medium for all the coffee samples for the different treatments. Hence no variations in the level of the attributes for all the treatments used, Table 3. This indicates that the different fermentation methods did not affect the perceived acidity and body of the brew. Although the pH level of the green beans was found to be significantly different between the treatments, the titratable acidity on the other hand was not significantly different, p less than 0.05, between the treatments. Hence the level of acids in the brew for all the coffee samples in the brew after roasting could be similar. The acids present in green beans included citric, malic, chlorogenic acids and quinic acids. The level of acids such as citric, malic and chlorogenic acid are shown to decrease during roasting, while quinic acids increase due to the breakdown of chlorogenic acids. 30. DOI 0.979024021106023136. www.isjamals.org. 34J page. Effect of different fermentation methods on physicochemical composition and sensory quality / off. Table 2. Mean sensory variables of raw bean color and coffee brew of coffee subjected to different fermentation treatments. Treatment color of green bean flavor overall class. Dry fermentation in cement tank 4.00 plus or minus 0.87 B 5.00 plus or minus 0.00 or 4 B. Dry fermentation in plastic bucket 4.33 plus or minus 0.50 B 5.33 plus or minus 0.50 or 5 plus B. Dry fermentation in sack 4.33 plus or minus 0.50 B 5.22 plus or minus 0.44 or 5 plus B. Wet fermentation in plastic bucket 2.67 plus or minus 0.0 or 5.00 plus or minus 0.00 or 4 plus. Values are means, plus or minus SD, of triplicate terminations. Means with the same letter are not significantly different at P less than 0.05. Table 3. Description of raw and overall quality of coffee processed using dry and wet fermentation. Methods. Treatment: raw quality, body, acidity, overall quality. Dry fermentation in cement tank, control, grayish green with brown tinge, rather coated medium about FAQ. Dry fermentation in sack, grayish green with brown tinge, rather coated medium port affair. Dry fermentation in plastic bucket, grayish green with brown tinge, rather coated medium port affair. Wet fermentation in plastic bucket, grayish green medium for the FAQ. Key. FAQ, fair average quality. February 4, 2002 discriminant function analysis of sensory quality variables of coffee samples in different containers. The quality data was subjected to discriminant function analysis, DFA. Results of the discriminant function analysis showed that the first discriminant factor explained 92.56% total variation, figure 1. Using sensory variables, the coffees were not distinctly separated since overlapping of points were observed for the samples obtained from different containers used. Figure 1. This shows that the different containers used during the fermentation process did not have effect on the color, flavor and overall quality of coffee. This indicate that the different containers did not affect or created different conditions for the fermentation of Park Lamhunt. Hence it can be deduced that the use of different containers during fermentation process does not affect the color of green bean, flavor and over quality of coffee brew. Centroid, axe F1 and F2, 100.00%. Centroids. JS dry fermentation in / cement tank / prior JJ, and plastic bucket / re-fermentation in 1. Minus 1.5, minus 1, minus 0.5, 0, 0.5, 1, 1.5. FI, 92.56%. Figure 1. discriminant factor analysis, DFA, based on quality data of dry fermented coffee in different containers. V. Conclusion. From the study, the different fermentation methods used did not affect the level of crude protein, titratable acidity, sucrose, caffeine, and chlorogenic acids content of green coffee beans. However, pH was significantly different between the treatments. The wet fermentation method of coffee processing showed better quality than the other methods used. The use of different containers during fermentation showed non-significant differences on quality parameters such as color, flavor and overall class. Hence, using different containers for fermentation under good practice does not affect the quality of coffee. DOI 0.979020240211060231136 35J page. Effect of different fermentation methods on physicochemical composition and sensory quality of. Acknowledgement. This work was sponsored by Dedham-Kumathi University of Technology. We are also grateful to Coffee Research Institute for the facilitation of the laboratory analysis. References. 1. MBURU, JK. The current recommendations for the processing of high-quality and safe coffee in Kenya, in Proceedings of 20th International Scientific Colloquium on Coffee 509-512, 2004. 2. Avalone, S., Guyout, B., Brillet, J., M., Elgwin, E., and Guaud, J., P. Microbiological and Biochemical Study of Coffee Fermentation. Kerr. Microbial. 42, 252-256, 2001. 3. Silver, C.F., Schwang, R.F., Diaz, E.S. and Wahils, A.E. Microbial Diversity During Maturation and Natural Processing of Coffee Cherries of Coffa Arabica in Brazil. Int. J. Food Microbial 60, 251-260, 2000. 4. Mseto, S.I., Mecheda, E.M.S., Martins, S. and Teixeira, J.A. Production, Composition, and Application of Coffee and its Industrial Residues. Food Bioprocess Technola, 661-672, 2011. 5. Jackals, S., Jackals, C., Velgus, C., Clevin, S. and Rivas, R. Control of the Coffee Fermentation Process and Quality of Resulting Roasted Coffee. Studies in the Field Laboratory and on Small Farms in Nicaragua during the 2005-06. 21st Int. Kenv. Coffee Sci. Montpellier, FR. 11-15 September 2006. Essus. Sci. Int. Du Café 434-442, 2005. 6. Gitonga, KTK. OTA Project Socioeconomics Component and Assessment of the Primary Coffee Processing Practices in the North Rift Valley Region of Kenya. 2004. 7. AOC. Official Methods of Analysis, Association of Analytical Chemists. 15th ed. Washington, D.C. Washington. D.C. USA 141-144, 2000. Day. 0.10079783642312410. 8. Nade, M.M., Sulikanama, G., Sampathu, S.R. and S.P. Studies on Extraction and Antioxidant Potential of Green Coffee Effect of Pretreatments on Extraction of Pigment from Marigold Flower. 377-384, 107, 2008. 9. Remalakshmi, K., Kubra, I., R. and Rea, L. J. M. Physicochemical Characteristics of Green Coffee. Comparison of Graded and Effective Beans Physicochemical Characteristics of Green Coffee. J. Foods I. Chikmoy. 2007. Day. 0.11111J1750834120007003790X 10. Knopp, S., Bytuf, G. and Somar, D. Influence of processing on the content of sugars in green Arabica coffee beans. Error. Food Res. Technol 223, 195-201, 2006. 11. Kier, C. L. Luam, J. Doucette, S. Guyout, B. Hammond, S. and Watt, M. Caffeine, trigonaline, chlorogenic acids and sucrose. Diversity in wild coffee arabica L and C. Canfora P. Accessions. J. Food Chemical 75, 223-230, 2001. 12. Wenyaka, H. N. Gaytib, E. G. Gitu, L. M. Ngumba, E. K. Maritime, C. W. Determination of caffeine content of tea and instant coffee brands found in the Kenyan market. African J. Foodsia, 353-358, 2010. 13. Deers, R. C. E. and Benazi, M. D. T. Discrimination between Arabica and Robusta coffers using hydrosoluble compounds. Is the efficiency of the parameters dependent on the roast degree? 127-139, 2015. Day. 0.3390, beverages L 0.30127. 14. Devonshire, C. R. Explanation of the Coffee Report Form. Coffee Board of Kenya Monthly Bulletin July 956. 1956. 15. Farah, A. Coffee Constituents. Coffee Imerg. Heal. F. Dis. Prev. 21-258, 2012. Day. 0.10029781119949893CH2. 16. Nikon P.S. and Singh A. In Encyclopedia of Food Microbiology, ed. Carl A. Batten Mary, Laura, 485-492, Academic Press, 2014. 17. Arnold, U. and Ludwig, E. Analysis of free amino acids in green coffee beans 2. Changes of the amino acid content in Arabica coffees in connection with post-harvest model treatment. Z. Levinson. Unters. Forsch 203, 379-384. 1996. 18. Jowett, T. Lafargue, A. Discretix F. Dober S. Brednett, D. Coach K.A. and D.S. Influence of environmental factors, wet processing and their interactions on the biochemical composition of green Arabica coffee beans. J. Food Chemical. 118-693-701, 2010. 19. Torfik and El Bada. Chemical characterization of Hara and Berry coffee beans with special reference to roasting effect. J. Food Technola, 601-604, 2005. 20. Franca, A. S. Mendonk, J. C. F. and Oliveira, S. D. Composition of green and roasted coffees of different cup qualities. Composition of green and roasted coffees of different cup qualities. Seg. Foods. Technol. 2005. Day. 0.1016, JLWT200408014. 21. Clark, R. J. In Coffee Botany, Biochemistry and Production of Beans and Beverage, ed. Clifford, M. N. and Wilson. C. 149-196, Craig and Helm, 1985. 22. Bruyan, F. Zhang, S. J. Pathakos, V. Tors, J. Lambt, C. Maroney, A. V. Kalina, M. Seidsma, W. Wex, S. V. L. Exploring the impacts of post-harvest processing on the microbiota and metabolite profiles during green bean production. Epi. Environ. Microbiome, 2398-2416, 2017. 23. Ferrara, GFP, Novis, Q.S., Malta, N.R. and Cesar, S.E. Quality of coffee produced in the southwest region of Bahia, Brazil subjected to different forms of processing and drying. African J. Egri. Res. 8, 2334-2339, 2013. 24. Selmar, D. Influence of drying on the content of sugars in wet process green Arabica coffees. Influence of drying on the content of sugars in wet process green Arabica coffees. Food chemical. 119, 500-504, 2010. 25. Curtamina, CW. Characterization of the diversity of coffee genotypes in Kenya by genetic, biochemical and beverage quality profiles. Cecilia Wager Condicaturma, a thesis submitted in partial fulfillment for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Food Science and Technology. Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology, 2014. 26. Better, S. Mariana, G. Corina, M. Karaban, A. and Street, U. Method for quantitative determination caffeine from coffee. 14, 39 M4, 2015. 27. Farah, A. Mentiro, M. C. Kellada, V. Franca, A. S. and Tragar, L. C. Correlation between cup quality and chemical attributes of Brazilian coffee. Food chemical. 98, 373-380, 2006. 28. Faria, P. S., Ahmed, R., Bhat, R., Nias, N., and Sharma, A. Flavor in components of raw Monsoon Arabica coffee and their changes during radiation process. J. Egri. Food chemical C, 7945-7950, 2003. 29. Food and Agriculture Organization. 24. Fermentation of coffee, control of operation. Gottich. Correct. Along coffee chain 1-10, 2006. 30. Inns, M. Balzer, H. H. Bradbury, A. G. W. and Meyer, H. G. Formation of aliphatic acids by carbohydrate degradation during roasting of coffee. Error. Food Vess. Technol 211, 404-410, 2000. DOI. 0.979024021106023136. www.isjamals.org. 36 J. Page.